The Toronto Maple Leafs acquired a goaltender today, made a deal. They gave up a couple of draft choices in exchange. Lou Lamoriello joins us. Hi, Lou. Thanks a lot for sticking on the phone for a few minutes. The great one was...
I enjoyed listening to it, and unbelievable what he accomplished yesterday.
That was quite an event, wasn't it?
It certainly was.
The move today to get Frederik Andersen from the Anaheim Ducks in exchange for the your 30th overall selection in this year's draft, a second-round selection next year, and then the announcement that you'd come to terms with him. I assume that coming to terms with Andersen was a prerequisite for concluding the deal, was it?
Well, certainly they go hand in hand. Whether it was a prerequisite or not, we had the ability to do it. Bob Murray certainly worked very closely with us on this, and Claude Lemieux, Freddie's representative, was excellent, in the way this all worked out. So there was cooperation on all ends. Bottom line, we were able to get this done so that everybody feels good.
Lou, when did the conversations begin with the Ducks, and when did you get the sense that, hey, this goaltender may be available to us?
Well, as far as, when they began, I think you're always having interaction. I know you were always having interaction with different general managers, and, you know that expansion is coming. Certain teams have two goaltenders. They can only protect one. So you're always saying, what if, and if this comes about. Recently this discussion came about as to when. I couldn't even tell you when, but it did, and we were able to consummate the deal.
He's the number one goaltender next season?
In our opinion, he has the ability to be our number one goaltender, yes.
Well, he has some statistics that are pretty interesting. Fastest to 26 wins, fastest to 50 career wins in history. These are impressive numbers. He split the goaltending duties in Anaheim this year, but did you see anything in there that gave you any cause for concern?
No, I think that, we remember how well he played in the playoffs a bit ago. I can appreciate and understand why there was the splitting of goaltenders in Anaheim. You have a young goaltender coming up. You have a team that's close to the cap. You have a veteran goaltender who's coming off his contract prior to him having the success. Arbitration is there. He only has 1 year left. So for him to sign with you, you have to, commit to X number of years. If you do that, what do you do with your young goaltender? So I think the timing was right for Anaheim to make a decision on where they should go. The timing was right for us to be able to acquire a goaltender, in our opinion, of his stature. And these are how things should work out.
Lou, the countdown is on towards the draft. Is the phone ringing? Is there interest for the number one overall pick from other teams?
I wouldn't even talk about that, whether there was or there wasn't, but they don't have to call.
But no, don't waste your dime, huh? One of the other reports that came out, just to confirm, was that you had Andersen under a 5-year contract. Can you confirm that?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
He has 5 years.
Lou, thanks a lot for taking time for us on short notice. I know it's a busy time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
Talk again soon. Lou Lamoriello, the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs.